If you've listened to Backpacker Radio, you know that both Chance and I are big fans of Gossamer Gear, manufacturers of lightweight backpacking gear and accessories. Their packs carry comfortably, their roomy shelters protect in harsh weather conditions, and the trekking poles are some of the lightest on the planet. Gossamer Gear is changing the perception of delicate ultralight gear. Chance and I are both users of Gossamer Gear's packs and shelters. I used the Gorilla, their 40-liter pack, on the PCT a couple years ago, and rocked the Lightflex hiking umbrella out on our recent hike on the Trans-Catalina Trail. Chance hiked the AT this year, using Gossamer Gear's The One Shelter, which is both roomy and light, weighing less than 1.5 pounds. It's the one you need, as you already know. And good news, listeners of Backpacker Radio can score an exclusive deal on Gossamer Gear products. Use discount code ATDRINK15 for 15% off your cart at gossamergear.com, which is valid for a limited time only. Again, that's ATDRINK and the number 15 for 15% off your cart. From November 18th to December 3rd of 2019, for the aliens that find this way in the future, Gossamer Gear will be running 15 to 30% off pretty much everything on their site as part of their holiday discount. During that time, the Backpacker Radio code will instead get you a free gift with any purchase. Get it. Welcome to Backpacker Radio, presented by The Trek. I am your host, Zach Badger Davis. Today's show is a bit of a different format, with Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Give Back Tuesday, Where's Waldo Wednesday, Thumb War Thursday, and all the rest on the horizon. There is no better time to score your 2020 gear purchases than the present. But with a never-ending fire hose of gear roundups coming your way during this holiday season, how do you decide on which items are best suited for your long-distance goals? Well, we got you. We reached out to many of Backpacker Radio's previous guests, some of the most esteemed long-distance backpackers in the world, to share their favorite gear items and why, just for you. And to save you from needing to jot down notes while listening, we've put together a companion post on the Trek, included in the show notes, outlining all of the items mentioned in the show. Since I've got your attention, I suppose I'll start. The first item that I'd like to highlight is my Montbel Plasma 1000 Alpine Down Parka. Simply put, this is the best down jacket that I've ever used. It uses 1000 fill power down, which is borderline unheard of. Weighing in at just 8.4 ounces, it's plenty warm, and for being made with such ultralight materials, it is surprisingly durable. Mine is now going on close to 3,500 miles strong. I'll say it again, it's the best down jacket that I've ever used. The other item that I'd like to highlight, and this is sort of cheating since it's not gear, is from a brand called Lono Life. It's dehydrated bone broth. I'm a big advocate of the health properties of bone broth. I wrote about it on my personal website in 2013, I want to say, which is especially beneficial for gut health. You know what's not good for gut health? Your normal backpacking foods. Adding a packet or two of Lono Life's dehydrated bone broth to my dinners at night is a simple way to be good to my stomach while adding a good dose of quality protein and delicious flavor. I will be bringing these dehydrated bone broth packets on all future backpacking trips. Okay, that's my two cents. Let's hear from the rest. Take it, Chance.
Hi guys, Chance here. I've got two gear picks that I loved having on the trail that I want to share with you. The first piece of gear is my Montbel Basic Down Foot Warmers. I call them down booties on the podcast when I refer to them. They're essentially warm pillows for your feet and were great to have during March on the AT. I slept so much better when I had those on to keep my feet warm on the cold nights, and they only weigh around 4 ounces, so I didn't feel bad adding them to my pack. The second piece of gear that I want to mention is another pick from Montbel, and that was their X-Lite Down Anorak. I replaced my zip-up Ghost Whisperer with the Montbel Anorak for the AT, and I absolutely loved it. Because it isn't a full zip-up jacket and the zip only goes down halfway, meaning to say you pull it over your head and it's got a pocket across the stomach just like a hoodie or sweatshirt, my middle core area stayed so much warmer. It was also great having that huge sweatshirt-type pocket to put my hands in if they got cold while I was hiking. The best part is it's listed as only 6.2 ounces. Mine actually ended up being only around 5 ounces since it was an extra small. And the warmth that I got for such a low rate is unreal. So there you have it. Looks like we're big Mont Bell fans this winter, but honestly, every time I switch a piece of my gear to a Mont Bell product, I'm always incredibly pleased with how it performs. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of their products on long distance trails in the coming years, and I have not been unhappy with a piece of gear I've gotten from them yet.
Okay, these are my gear racks. This is Pony, Clay Bonnyman Evans, and this is for Backpacker Radio. Episode 51, I think, but I'm not sure about that. I just actually have two things that, among the many things in my pack that I love, that I'd like to point out. In the first one, a lot of people are going to say, wasted weight, luxury, but for me it's not. And that's my Kindle Paperwhite. You know, it only weighs like 10 ounces. And honestly, I can't go to sleep in a tent or anywhere without reading at least a little bit at night. And it's amazing because I can carry hundreds and literally thousands of books with me. I wouldn't be caught dead out in the woods or anywhere without a book. And the Kindle Paperwhite makes that really possible for me. So my second piece of gear is pretty common, but I love it. I realize not everybody does. I absolutely love my Therm-a-Rest Z-Lite pad. You know, no muss, no fuss. It doesn't get holes. You don't ever have to repair it. It doesn't sound like a bag of potato chips when you're sleeping on it. Ahem, I'm talking to you, Neo Air. It's pretty much indestructible. And for me, the insulation is great and it's more than enough comfort. So neither one of those is super interesting or unusual, but those are two of my pieces of gear that I would not want to go in the woods without.
Hello again, Backpacker Radio. This is Furball from episode Sweet 16, what I consider to be the true coming of age episode of this podcast. And it took a lot of thought, but I was able to narrow my favorite pieces of gear down to two things. So the first is my ultimate piece of desert survival gear, and that is my sun shirt. More specifically, mine is the Patagonia Tropic Comfort sun hoodie. And yes, this is a men's shirt, but I wanted it to be big and roomy, and I'm super tall, so usually women's long sleeve things like don't actually fit the length of my arms. So I went with a men's option for this one. They make women's sun shirts as well, obviously. I've been working in Zion for about a year and a half now in southern Utah, and this thing has changed the game for me. It's just a super nice, flowy, thin fabric, synthetic shirt with a hood to protect your neck and your ears, and little thumb holes to cover your hands a little bit. So I'm happy to have it during the day to escape that like really brutal desert sun, but I also really like having it, having the long sleeves and the hood when it gets a little bit colder as well. I'm from the East Coast and always hikes in a tank top, including on the AT long trail. But out west, the sun is just like a different ball game. I actually got some really bad blisters on my ears the first few days of the PCT because I just like forgot to put sunscreen there. So I always rock the sun shirt, these days. And I wore this shirt for my Colorado Trail Thru hike this summer as well, and really loved it. So it's definitely tried and true. My other favorite piece of gear I sort of discovered by accident, and that is an inflatable pillow from the brand, Cocoon. So a few years ago at Trail Days in Damascus, Virginia, I won in the raffle like a little Hyperlite Mountain Gear stuff sack pillow. It was like Cuban fiber, but it had fleece on the inside on one side, so it could function as a stuff sack like during the day. And then when you turned it inside out, there was like a little soft side for your face. And I used this pillow a lot, but the PCT just like tore it to shit. So at some point we went to an REI on trail, and I looked at the pillows and I felt this one by Cocoon, and it is like so much softer than the Sea to Summit pillows. And it's still only like a little less than 4 ounces. And I have the green one, which is kind of small, but they make bigger ones as well. But yeah, I have to say an inflatable pillow is way more comfortable than a stuff sack pillow. Especially when the only thing in the stuff sack is like your puffy jacket, and then it's really cold at night and you have to like wear your puffy and then you just don't have a pillow. So yeah, highly recommend the inflatable. But yeah, so those are my favorite pieces of gear at the moment. They've both worked out pretty well for me and have now kind of just become like staples of every backpacking trip I take. So yeah, enjoy and happy holiday shopping.
Hey everybody, this is Grizzly from episode 29. Just want to talk to you a little bit about a couple of my favorite gear items from this past year of through hiking. The first one would be the Palante V2 backpack. The reason I love this pack is because you have a lot of storage and easily accessible pockets. You both have shoulder strap pockets, very accessible water bottle pockets, and then what the Palante packs are kind of famous for is their bottom pocket. It allows you to have a lot of different snacks easily accessible without having a hip belt. I'm not a big hip belt fan, so I absolutely love this pack. The second item I would talk to you about would be the Katabatic Gear Sawatch quilt. It's a 15 degree quilt that is very warm. A lot of times quilts aren't actually as warm as their temperature rating. I find that Katabatic Gear is incredibly well made and their quilts are actually accurate as far as the temperature rating. Also, the baffles do a great job as far as keeping down in place. So it's a little bit more expensive than some quilts, but I think the price is definitely worth it for the craftsmanship and the quality of these quilts. It's going to last you a long time and keep you warm up in the mountains, whether you're on the CDT or on the PCT. So those are two of my favorite gear items right now.
Hey, this is Gut Hook from episode 22. The two pieces of gear that I want to highlight for this little piece for Backpacker Radio are my Montbel UL Thermarap jacket and the Gossamer Gear Kumo backpack. The Thermarap jacket, I've had the same UL Thermarap since 12 years ago, and with a few pieces of Tenacious tape to patch up the holes that I've put in it from time to time, it's still going pretty strong. It fits like a glove, nice and skin tight, so it's great as a layering piece, but it's also one of the few pieces of clothing I own that I would say is like a little nice and stylish, looks good. It's fairly warm for as thin as it is, and it's synthetic, so it's not as light as down, but my size medium is 8 ounces, and it's not too shabby. I really love that jacket. It's great layering under heavier jackets for colder weather or on its own for, you know, spring and fall in New England. The other piece of gear is the Kumo. That's one of the smaller Gossamer Gear backpacks. I use it for usually weekend trips, but I've taken it on trips up to 6 days long. If you pack it right, you can jam a lot of stuff in there. I usually travel with a 10-pound base weight. You know, with that base weight, I can put in about 5 or 6 days worth of food without too much problem. It's got a few extra bells and whistles. It's not super heavy on the features side, which is just right. Yeah, and I've been using that pack in its various forms since probably like 8 years ago. Anyway, enjoy. This is Gut Hook signing out.
A quick interruption to bring you a word from Enlightened Equipment. Based in Winona, Minnesota, say that 5 times fast, Enlightened Equipment makes ultralight quilts and apparel designed to meet the specific needs of thru-hikers. If you've listened to Backpacker Radio, you've heard the name Enlightened Equipment nearly as often as you've heard the cracking of a PBR. That's because they've been used by many of Backpacker Radio's previous guests. Enlightened Equipment is also the most popular brand of quilts, or sleeping bags for that matter, amongst Appalachian Trail thru-hikers for the last 2 years according to the Trek's extensive AT hiker surveys. Why a quilt? Well, if you're looking to shave some weight off your pack, making the transition from a sleeping bag to a quilt is a great option. These quilts are warm, minimalist, and a liberating alternative to claustrophobic and constraining mummy sleeping bags. If you're looking for stocking stuffers or smaller gifts, Enlightened Equipment also sells booties, mitts, hats, and more. And Black Friday might be over, but the deals don't stop for Backpacker Radio listeners. You can still score 10% off all Enlightened Equipment products for one additional week from the date that this episode launches. Use code THETREK at Enlightened Equipment to take 10% off all their quilts, apparel, and accessories. This applies to both custom and ready-to-ship items. Again, that code is simply THETREK, one word, at enlightenedequipment.com at checkout. Get it.
Hi, this is John Schwartz. I was on episode 36. One of my favorite pieces of gear is my headlamp. It's a Nightcore NU25. I like that it's rechargeable. I hate having to find batteries with my old headlamp. It's lightweight. It's bright. I use it every night when I run and never had any issues. And it's been a really good headlamp. A lot of people are starting to use it. Another piece of gear that I just really like are my Hoka Challenger trail runners. My feet need cushion. They can't do zero drop, so I really like the fact that they have cushion and they have a slight drop. No more blisters, no more plantar fasciitis, and that pretty much can make or break your whole trip right there, so I really like my Hokas.
Hey y'all, it's Jennifer Farr Davis, AT Thru Hiker, owner of Blue Ridge Hiking Company, and author of Becoming Odessa and the Pursuit of Endurance. And for Christmas this year, oh man, I guess my wish list, I love stocking stuffers, not just to get, but also to give, because, you know, the bigger items like packs and sleeping bags, most people want to buy that for themselves. But things like a water filter. I love the Sawyer Micro. It's so great. If you haven't used it, it's got great water flow, much better than the Mini for the same weight. So yeah, Sawyer Micro socks. You cannot go wrong with socks. I always love socks. Farm to Feet has great hiking socks. I usually opt for like the Damascus or the Blue Ridge models, but those are great. And yeah, if I had a package under the tree, then maybe a new pair of hiking kicks. So the Astral Junction are my favorite right now. They're really great, especially for breathability and durability and performance. The Astral Junction model is really good. So that's my wish list. Do your work, Santa. I've been good. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Zach, it's Mike, Kickstand, episode 24. I wanted to highlight a couple items that are super important to me, ones that I use every single day, which I wouldn't go on trail without. The first one is a buff that I have. It's a Yellowstone National Park buff. It has a cool bison on it. Old Faithful is erupting. Beautiful scene, but also super useful. Obviously, sweat rag keeps you cold on your neck when it's freezing. And when the wind's whipping. The second one I have is this Crag Hopper shirt. Now, I found one of these shirts at a hiker box in Sierra City when I hiked the PCT. I beat the shit out of it, and it still held up pretty well. Eventually, I threw it out because it just smelled so bad, but I picked up another one, and it is super awesome. I highly recommend the brand. Really good on the neck. They have like a roll-up neck that protects the back of your neck. It's like UV, and I love it. It's awesome. And the last thing that I use on trail every time is my Vargo Bot. Now, I cold soak probably 50% of the time for my morning meals, but I like to have my stove, which I use a BRS 3000 with this little combo. Super lightweight, really functional, lets you cold soak and use the stove when you want. So yeah, hope you guys have a good Christmas. Thanks.
Hey, y'all. Matt Pretzel Mason here, and I was on episode 49. I've got a handful of items that would look good on any thru-hiker wish list. First one is the Deuce of Spades trowel. Weighs 0.6 ounces, costs around $20. It's light, efficient, and well-designed. It's going to help you build that 6 to 8 inch cat hole to put your poop in. I've been carrying one of these for 4 or 5 years now. I've taking on all my hikes. I even use it on day hikes. Love that tool. The next is the DuraGlove from Defeat. Weighs 2.7 ounces, costs around 30 bucks. It's a light glove with tech tips. It's got grips on the fingers and palms. I couple this with a waterproof over mitt for a bomber glove system. Used it on the long trail early winter. I run in it here in Montana in the winters, cross-country ski with this system. It's awesome. And it's made in North Carolina, so you can't go wrong there. Third and final piece of gear is the Astrolite. It's a quilt from Western Mountaineering. It weighs 16 ounces. It's rated 200. It's not rated to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. It's rated to 26 degrees Fahrenheit. Costs 420 bucks. This is a high-end product, and it's a great example of getting what you pay for. This bag will perform great in the West, the American West, and more arid climate. Use mine. Loved it on the CDT this past summer, and can't wait to take it on various trips in the coming years. And the fourth item is not a piece of gear, because I have a pretty big gear closet. I don't need anything more, but the fourth would be a membership to a local land trust or a land management agency. Just about every national park has a nonprofit wing that you can become a member of. Various long trails in the U.S. and across the world have memberships that you can join that help support these public lands and can protect these landscapes for future use. No point in having all this fun gear if there's no beautiful and well-protected and preserved place to use it on. See y'all out on the trail.
A quick interruption to bring you a word from Public Lands Coffee. Are you a lover of coffee and the Appalachian Trail? If so, we've got just the thing for you. Public Lands Coffee is a new online coffee retailer whose mission is to serve delicious coffee while giving back to the AT. Let's start with the basics. The coffee, well, it's damn good. Public Lands Coffee offers a few roast options: White Blaze, their light roast; Great Smoky is their dark roast; and my personal favorite, Wild East, is an organic medium roast single origin fair trade bean sourced from Peru. In addition to being a Ridge Runner level ATC donor, Public Lands Coffee gives $1 of every item sold to the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. They also provide resources to other ATC-affiliated trail maintenance clubs. One recent example, they fully funded a program to add 8 trail ambassadors on Max Patch through the Carolina Mountain Club. These trail ambassadors patrol the Max Patch corridor, teaching Leave No Trace principles, provide general trail maintenance, and they pick up trash. Delicious coffee that protects the integrity of our beloved Appalachian Trail. What's not to love? And good news for you, our beautiful Backpacker Radio listeners, you can score a 10% discount on all Public Lands Coffee orders. Use code BACKPACKER10 at checkout at publiclandscoffee.com. Again, that code is BACKPACKER, the number 10, at publiclandscoffee.com. Get some.
Renee Patrick here, a.k.a. Shira. I'm writing in or podcasting in, audio recording in, to share a couple of my favorite gear choices. One you've probably heard about, the other I'm continually surprised how few hikers utilize Gore-Tex socks, especially when you're hiking through cold, wet, damp morning grasses covered in dew, or say you're early in the season and you're walking through a little bit of snow melt. Your shoes get soaked, then you just start walking in snow. Soon your feet are just freezing cold. So, number one, I love Gore-Tex socks. So you wear them over your normal socks, and they're a thin enough layer that they go over your socks into your shoes, and they help keep your socks dry. So you can continue hiking Side note, if your feet sweat a lot, like mine do, you will probably have some damp feet. So Gore-Tex works great to whisk water away, or it has a breathable membrane. So eventually your sweat, if you're wearing a Gore-Tex jacket, will breathe out. But if you're in wet shoes, that probably won't happen and your feet can get sweaty. But it's not going to be the cold, wet, icy water wetness. It'll be a little bit damp. So Gore-Tex socks. I have an old pair I've been using from Cabela's. I don't even know if they sell them anymore. I know there's a version out there by this company Gore that you can find. Other hikers I know have worn these Rocky brand socks. Be sure to get a size or two bigger because they can be quite tight and hard to get over your socks. Okay, Gore-Tex socks, number one, save your feet. Number two, Purple Rain Adventure Skirts. So I first met Mandy Bland of Purple Rain Adventure Skirts a few years ago when she started making her skirts out of her Medford, Oregon home and selling them on, I think it was Etsy. I bought one, loved it, hiked the Continental Divide Trail in a Purple Rain skirt. The beautiful thing about these skirts, they have a yoga band, super comfortable, doesn't bunch under your waist belt. And they have two pockets on each side. A pocket that's more secure for things like your cell phone when you're glissading down a mountain pass and you don't want it to fall out. And then an open pocket, which is perfect for things like an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper map that you fold up, put in your pocket, whip out for navigation on the fly, room for chopsticks, sunscreen, snacks. Pockets are great to carry large quantities of gummies or nuts to snack on while you're hiking. Disclosure, I have worked with Mandy and redesigned her logo last year, the jumping woman inspired by the freedom that a skirt can bring for both men and women on the trail. So just wanted to put that out there. I don't have investment in the company. I have investment in the freedom and beauty of hiking in skirts. So those are a couple of my favorite things. I believe your Gore-Tex socks will run you maybe $50, $60, $70, and a Purple Rain skirt's around $70, worth every single penny. This is Shira, over and out.
What's up, everybody? This is Reptar from Backpacker Radio's Episode 3 about love and romance. And a couple of things that I can't live without on trail are my Enlightened Equipment 20-degree Convert quilt. It's ultra-lightweight, super comfortable, and when you order them online, there's a bunch of cool options you can select from, like different color schemes. You can select temperature rating as well as the downfill. And also my Darn Tough socks. The merino wool is super comfortable, they're really durable, and they come with a lifetime warranty. So if you take them to a retailer or outfitter that sells Darn Tough socks, you can usually swap them out for a brand new pair. And those are just a few things that I can't live without on trail.
Hey, this is Twinkle from Episode 6 of Backpacker Radio, coming at you with holiday wish list items I think are great for any backpackers. First, probably not the sexiest choice. It's not a new Palante pack or a Gossamer Gear Kumo, but I think the Garmin InReach Mini is the best item to put on your holiday wish list. A lot of reasons for that. First, it's tiny. It's not as big as the old Spot device or anything like that. It just connects to your phone. Everybody has their phone out there. Second, you're usually getting this more for family than yourself. And you know, family's gonna wanna make sure that you're safe and doing everything right and moving along, especially if you don't get service for a long time on some of the trails you're on. And what better thing to ask for from family than that? I feel like parents or loved ones will be very willing to drop down some money on that. And it's not cheap, it's like $400 and it has a subscription. So maybe you can get somebody to sign up for that too. Yeah, that's just a great item to put on your wish list for Christmas and ask for family or something. The second one, I think, is the Deuce of Spades. It's leave no trace, dig a hole, do it right. It's cheap, it's light, no reason not to do it. It's a great thing to ask, good stocking stuffer. Put put it on in there. Those are my two recommendations. Go get them.
Stephanie Lorenz, also known as Weezer, from episode 35. And my favorite piece of gear had to have been my sleep socks that I acquired just before the Sierras. I think they were Icebreaker brand. I think why I loved my sleep socks so much was there was nothing better than taking off your either your wet shoes or your wet socks or your sweaty socks and dirty shoes at the end of the day and then putting on a semi-clean pair just to sleep in and keep your feet warm. Also, I think it's ironic, but my mom was always someone who made sure that our feet, as she would call them though, our putzers would stay warm. And so growing up, she always bought us fuzzy socks. So yeah, sleep socks were a sentimental piece and definitely my favorite piece of gear.
Hey, this is Anish from episodes 23 and 46. And I'm going to tell you about a couple of my favorite gear choices for backpacking. Those are the Gossamer Gear G420 and the Sawyer All-in-One Squeeze Filter. And I've been using the Sawyer All-in-One Squeeze Filter for a really long time now, and I can't be beat for simplicity and weight and how functional it is. And it's kept me from getting sick in the backcountry, so there's that. Just pretty much what it's good for. And then the Gossamer Gear G420 is a brand new backpack that just came out not that long ago, a few weeks ago. And it's a revamping of their original G4 pack, which is the backpack that people used when I first started backpacking way back in the early 2000s. And the new and improved model combines a lot of my favorite features from the Gorilla, which is the pack I've used for years, with an update of the G4, and I really love it, in part because it's frameless, it's super comfortable, has all the pockets, has a big capacity, as well as being able to be cinched down, and best of all, it comes in blue. And that's my gear choices.
Hello, backpacker people, it's Two Taps here. Just letting you know, I got a couple cool ideas for gifts for this upcoming holiday season. Chance reached out to me and was asking if I could have a little input for you guys. So I got two things for you that I think are really solid gift ideas for your hiking friends. First of which is the Mont Bell Sunblock Umbrella. I don't go anywhere without this thing. It's awesome. It's really good for protecting you against sun as well as rain. I've had mine for about 2 years now and it's holding up pretty nice. One thing I really like about it compared to other umbrellas that are out there in the market is that the Mont Bell will fold down upon itself, and you can fold it down to about half the size of a lot of other umbrellas, so it's really easy to stow and stash in your pack if you're looking to keep it lightweight. So yeah, that thing's awesome. Definitely my favorite piece of gear, without a doubt. The other thing that I think is really good that flies under a lot of people's radar is waterproof bike socks. Now, these are a little bit more situational. They're going for usually like $40 or so, depending on which brand you go with. But if you're doing extensive snow travel, these things are amazing. When I was doing the Sierra in 2017, I was walking on snow for like 90-95% of the day. For about 3 weeks straight, and when I'd get to camp at the end of the night, it was awesome to be able to take off my waterproof socks and have my feet be pretty much dry. A lot of people I was hiking with, their feet are getting all pruned up and having a lot of blisters and problems like that, but these guys, they worked really well and kept most of the water out. The one downside is water can go over the top of the socks, so you wouldn't really want to be doing it with deep stream crossings, but for extended snow travel, these things are awesome. I totally recommend them. Something that saved my feet a lot of pain. So those are two things that I think you guys should check out if you're looking for awesome cheap little gifts for your hiker friends. And yeah, keep on hiking, guys. Look forward to seeing y'all out there in 2020.
And that's a wrap on our first Backpacker Radio Holiday Gear Wish List. Again, you can check out all of the products mentioned on this episode through the show notes, as well as on the Trek at thetrek.co.
can't spell simplicity without SimCity. Think about it. Did you enjoy the format of this show? Let us know. Send us an email at podcast@thetrek.co. Hit us up on Instagram at Backpacker Radio, on Twitter at Backpacker Pod, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Backpacker Radio. And last but not least, a shout out to Pauly Boyshellcross for the sweet beats on this episode. That's it for this one. Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy hiking.